often do we really take the opportunity to list the things that God has done for us? As God's people, we should express that thankfulness. It's the basis of our lives. Turn to Colossians, the second chapter. Colossians 2. We'll begin reading there in verse 6. Paul tells the brethren at Colossae, "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude." It should be the basis that we live our lives, thankfulness to God for what he has done for us. Paul also told the Thessalonians over in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, when he gives there the conduct that Christians should have, he said, "In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." God wants us to be thankful. It's necessary for us to be thankful, to realize what it is that God has done for us. It's an expression of humility. We don't do it on our own. No matter how much we want to claim that we did this ourselves, we must remember that God is at the root of everything. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. That is the way that we should look at this as a Christian. It acknowledges that we're not an island to ourselves and that we do not control our own world. So how do we express that gratitude? Throughout the scriptures, it's done in a lot of different ways. Tonight, we are going to speak to him, as Psalm 100 said, in prayer and in song. We have four items that we are going to look to, and I'm going to go ahead and give you those four items so that you can be thinking about them. The first is we're going to show our thankfulness for God's word. Kevin Floyd will be praying for us in just a few minutes with regard to that. After that, we will look at three others: God's people, God's blessings, and finally, God's Son. And whenever we discuss this in the invitation, we're going to tie these things together and how they apply to us and what we should do with them. So, without any further ado, we're going to ask Kevin to go ahead, and then we'll have a few songs with each. And then as soon as the next subject is done, we will move to the next one.
Pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, you are almighty, you are all-knowing, and you are the creator of all things. We thank you for this avenue to talk to you through prayer, not only to recognize and praise you for who you are, but to ask for help and ask for strength. We thank you for your mercy towards us and your grace in giving us our lives here on this earth. We thank you this evening for another opportunity to gather together for the purpose of worship and praise to you, to give thanks to you, to pray for ourselves and others, and to learn from your inspired word. Father, we are thankful that your will is revealed to us through your word, that you give us purpose and meaning, that you have given us examples of how we should live as we strive to serve you, and that you make clear to us through your word that even as Satan surrounds and tempts us, that you are in control. We thank you that you see fit to guide our lives through your word so that we don't have to navigate this world on our own, and that within your word we are taught to rejoice, we're taught to bear the burdens of others, to take comfort and refuge in you during trying and difficult times, and taught to look forward to the eternal reward of being in heaven with you. We thank you, Father, that your word is timeless, that your word is complete and is our rock, that your word supports us as we learn and grow from our days as children through our later years, that your word tells us that we all have abilities to use in spreading of the gospel, that we have a heavenly Father that loves us, and that our sins can be forgiven, and that we can be reconciled to you. Help each one of us, Father, to love your word more each day, that we use it to deepen our faith and to strengthen the faith of others, that we lean upon it when we're challenged, and that we never grow weary of the study and pursuit of knowledge in your word that you provide in order to help us continually fulfill our purpose here. These things, Lord, we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Please open up your songbooks to number 435. Number 435, we'll sing all three verses of this song. Let us sing.
How shall the young secure their
Yeah. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, at this time we thank you for your people. Thank you for your church as it stands, first as a sign of your love and your care for us, that you would erect a mechanism to ensure that we would not be alone in our faith, but that we could share it with others, and that we might have a means of constant encouragement and uplifting as we seek you, that we would not be alone in that. As we see in your word, Lord, your people at all times band together in times of joy, in times of sorrow, in times of persecution. Were it not for this mechanism of camaraderie, we know that we would not be nearly as effective in finding ways to seek a relationship with you. We're thankful, Lord, for this way that you've given us to express our love for you together. And we pray, Lord, that we would never take that for granted. And we pray that we would take advantage of it as often as we can, that we would not forsake each other when there's a time that we could come together and that we could worship you. We pray that we would exploit that at every possible opportunity, because we know that you have commanded us to do so because it is for our own well-being, for our own uplifting, so that we might stay the course, learn from each other, be uplifted by one another, and that we might pursue you without error. We're also thankful, Lord, for the church and its ability to keep each other accountable, Lord. As we strive to serve you daily, we know that it's difficult to maintain a constant course, a straight course on our path to you, and we know that that is made far more difficult and impossible even if we have to do it by ourselves. And that's why we are thankful, Lord, for each other and for your people that can guide us along the way, that we can look to others for example, that we can be corrected by others, and that we could also have the accountability that we know others are depending on us to seek you. And we pray, Lord, that we would take advantage of that as well, and that we would always seek to bring as many people along with us as we go towards you, and that we would not sink into a solitary pursuit of you, Lord, because we know that that is not your plan and that is not your desire for us. Lord, we thank you for your people, not only today, but your people of the past, the people that we can look to that have finished the race, the people that we know are with you and today, and we thank you for their example. We pray that we would look to them and that they would serve as an inspiration for us in our pursuit of you, and we pray that we might learn from them, Lord, both biblical examples and other examples from history. We know that we can understand how people served you and what they did well, what we could learn from them that we can improve on in our own lives. And we thank you for that. That stands as a tremendous example for us. And Lord, your people, we thank you for each other. And most of all, Lord, we thank you for the common bond that we have, that is that bond of salvation that holds us all together, the very reason that we assemble together, the very reason that we name your name, Lord. We humbly thank you for calling us out of the world to serve a higher cause together, that we might put away the things of the world, put away our sin, and that we might become more whole. And we thank you that you called us from that sin and that you allowed us to understand that the things of the world are not meaningful whatsoever in comparison to the things that you have set aside for us. We pray that together, Lord, we would continue to serve you and continue to pursue you, and together we might immerse ourselves in truth and the pursuit of righteousness together, that we might seek the restoration of our souls to you and to fellowship with you in heaven one day, Lord. And we thank you especially, Lord, for this that you have given us, and for your Son and his sacrifice on the cross. We pray, Lord, that you would keep us together as we aim to serve you because of that, and we aim to achieve salvation together. We pray all of these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Number 219.
No song. How sweet, how heavenly is the sight when those that love the Lord in one another's deeds delight, and so fulfill the word. When each and kill his brother's sight,
pray. Our Holy Father in heaven, we approach your throne again tonight, recognizing you as our Creator, the one who gives and sustains our lives to this time. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be your people and for being our God. You have blessed us so richly in so many ways, and for all those things we are thankful. We are thankful first and foremost for your Son, Jesus, who died for our sins, and for the ability that we have to have a hope of heaven with you one day because of him. We thank you, God, for the blessings that we receive in this life from you. First of all, of a physical nature, we thank you for your provision for us, and we praise you for that. You see to our every need every day, from the littlest need that we have to our greatest desire. We realize that every good thing comes from you. You bless us in so many ways. You bless us some more than others, but in so many ways and so often, you bless us well beyond what we need for this life. You see to it each and every day that we have the food that we need, the shelter that we desire, that we are protected and secure, that we can carry out our daily activities in a way that is peaceable, without much interference or much persecution. And we thank you so much for your provision for that and for the freedoms that we have in this great country that allow so many of those things to occur. We thank you, dear God, for the things that we often thank you for each day as we come to you in prayer, for the good health that we have, for the measure of health that you've given to each of us is great for the most part, and we thank you for that. We thank you for things such as our homes, for things such as the jobs that we have, and we pray that we wouldn't take these things for granted as they seem so trivial to the daily occurrences in our lives, but that we would often pause and thank you for even the smallest things that you provide for us. And Father, not only that, as you've blessed us well beyond what we need, we pray that we would look inwardly, that we would look at what you've blessed us with, and that we would seek opportunities to help others with those things, that your provision for us may be meant for good, that we would take the talents and the abilities that you've given us, and as you've instructed us in your word, we would go out and multiply those that more good can be done. May we often have the right perspective on these things, that we are merely stewards of yours here on this earth, that we should know and understand that everything comes from you, and all that we have is merely a tool that you've given us to use for good in this life. Father, may we take these things that we've been blessed with, and may we do great things with them so that you may be glorified. May we not be always seeking for more just to have more, but may we be content and find joy in the things that we have. And when we have abundance, may we do something great with it, something for others, something for you, that you will be glorified in doing so. Our Father, beyond the physical, we are blessed spiritually with so many blessings in Christ, some of which we just prayed for among the people that meet here at university, our church family, and then for our brethren across the world, those who help uplift us and edify us, those whom we are comrades with in the faith, and we're so thankful for the peace that we experience from being in Christ and knowing of the hope that we have of heaven. We thank you, dear God, for your word, as we've prayed for already, for the revelation of your mind to us that guides our lives. May we let it guide our lives, and may we seek after you and gain understanding and knowledge from your word at every opportunity, each and every day. We thank you for this opportunity to approach you in prayer, that we can talk to you as our Father, and we can bring our pleas and petitions before you, knowing that you hear us, that you understand our plight, and that your Son is the mediator of what we say and can sympathize with the things that we go through in this life. We pray in all things that we would seek to be more like him, using what you've given us and what you've blessed us with to your glory in all things. And we offer this prayer through Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 489. We'll sing all three verses of this song.
Our
in preparation for the class that Adam Hall and I will be teaching on Hebrews, I've been doing a lot of studying of the book of Hebrews. And really, the book gives us a lot of reasons to be grateful for our Father's Son. Before I pray, I just want to read these couple of verses that God says of His Son. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe you will roll them up. Like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. Let's bow in prayer. We pray, Father, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the God of Moses, and to the God of our Savior. We thank you, Father, for giving your only begotten Son on our behalf, for giving him to us as both our priest and as our King. We thank you, Father, for providing for us such a perfect priest, one who had no need to offer sacrifices on his own behalf. But instead, Father, your Son offered himself as a sacrifice on our behalf. And even now, Father, we know that in your Son, we have one who stands between us and you, whose blood covers our sins, but who does so with the unique knowledge of what it is to suffer, of what it is to submit his will to yours. We are truly grateful that you have given us a priest who understands perfectly our circumstance in this life. And we pray, Father, we would always live as a people who understands that great blessing that we have in having our God both as our priest and as our King. And we're thankful, Father, that you have given him to us as our King. We thank you for his kingship. We're thankful for his leadership in our lives, in the church, and for what following him, the hope that it gives us. No other king on this earth lived as he did. In many ways, unrecognizable as a king, a man who spent his life not trying to build the walls of a kingdom, but seeking the lost and serving those who, like us, oftentimes couldn't even comprehend the greatness that was before us in the flesh, that was your Son. We pray, Father, that as we profess to be citizens of your Son's kingdom, that we would be busy doing his work, that we would truly try to live as he did, giving up ourselves, submitting our will to you. We pray, Father, that we would, like your Son did, we would truly seek the lost around us, and that we would serve them, and ultimately that we would reflect you in our lives. Father, we are so thankful for your Son. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
In your supplemental book, if you would take it out, number 100, Lamb of God. So what have we looked at tonight? We've looked at four items that are just a portion of the things that we are to be thankful for. A very short list. But I think a very integral list of what I want to talk about is our invitation. For these four things exist, not unconnected, but very connected. God's Word, His people, His blessings, and His Son are all connected. The list may be personal for you and the things that you're thankful for, and yet we've all been richly blessed with these four things commonly. The greatest of these blessings, though, is His Son. Is there anyone who cannot quote John 3:16? For God so loved the world that He gave. I want you to think about that verse. God so loved that He gave. He did something for us. He did something for us that we could not do for ourselves. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians, the first chapter. Because in this passage, all four of these things come together in a very connected way. This is a lengthy reading, but I beg your patience to read through it. Because as we read through it, I want you to hear the connection of these four things. I want you to hear the connection of the Word and His people and the blessings and His Son. I'm going to emphasize some words. The text does not emphasize them. But I want to emphasize them so that you can hear with me what God is telling us. We're going to read verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints, I'm going to parenthetically say the people of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us. In all wisdom and insight, He made known to us the mystery, parenthetically, His word, please, of His will, according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory. Do you see the four things in there as they connect? Do you see God's word being delivered? Do you see His people being described? The blessings that we have in Him, all of it pointing to Jesus, His Son. Ephesians 1 ties these four things together in a way that, to me, compels us to look at them a little differently than a lot of other blessings that we have. The blessing of His Son, His people, His word, all of these things connect in such a way that leads us to the ultimate end, our salvation. You see, that's the journey that we're on and ultimately the destination. But what do we do with this? On Thanksgiving Day proclamation in 1963, John F. Kennedy said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." I think he might have taken that from another book. Because in John the 14th chapter, Jesus told his apostles, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And then immediately after that, in the 15th chapter, turn to John 15, he gave another statement to his apostles. He says, "Just as the Father," verse 9, "just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full." Jesus realized that he needed to tell us by not only words, but by example. Obedience is how we do these things. It is how we take advantage of the blessings that are in Christ. By obeying the word, that's how we become his people and ultimately how we have salvation for us. The invitation song that we're going to sing tonight is "Teach Me, Lord, to Wait." And I think it's a beautiful song, and it expresses exactly what this passage and my intention tonight in bringing this to you. Just a few of the words: "Teach me, Lord, to wait, right down on my knees, till in your own good time you answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you." Ultimately, this prayer service has been, the intent of this prayer service has been to teach us to wait, to teach us to listen to God's word, to teach us the value of his people, to teach us the blessings that we have through him. I hope this has been beneficial to each of you. If there is someone that needs to take advantage of either obedience to God through baptism or maybe forgiveness for things that they have done wrong in their lives, this would be an appropriate time, not the only time, but an appropriate time to come forward. After we do sing this song, Kyle Edwards is going to come up and he's going to tie all of this together in prayer for us, and then we'll continue with the remainder of the service. If you would stand and sing, "Teach Me, Lord, to Wait."
Let's bow together. Our holy Heavenly Father, we humbly approach your throne once again this evening. So thankful for so many things as we have already brought to you tonight. Father, we are humbled that we can be called your children, that we can call you our Father. We are thankful for this avenue of prayer that we have benefited from tonight and that we have benefited throughout our lives, that we can come to you, that we can cast our cares and burdens upon you, Father, knowing that you hear us and knowing that you will help us. And Father, we are thankful, Father, for so many things, for the physical blessings that we have that you have given to us. We have thought about those things over the last couple days and this evening as well. Father, we are thankful for the providential care and watch over us. We are thankful for your grace and your mercy and your love that you show us. Father, we're thankful, as we have again prayed about tonight, we're thankful for the group of saints that worship here. Father, we're thankful for the encouragement. We're thankful for the strength that we have here in this number. And Father, we are thankful for so many things, and we're thankful for the opportunities that we have to serve one another. And Father, we pray that we look for those opportunities. We pray that we are mindful of those opportunities and that we use the blessings that you have given us, the physical things, the abilities that we have to earn a living, that we not only sustain ourselves with those things, but more importantly, that we look for opportunities to serve others in any way that we possibly can, with our time, with our money, and also looking after their souls and also helping those that do not know you to know more about you and to open your word and to study with them. Father, we're so thankful for that word that you have given us, that you have preserved throughout the years, that we have to study to gain knowledge from, to know your will and your way. Father, we pray that we will always always dig deep into it, that we make time throughout our daily busy schedules to meditate in your word, as that is so important in our growth and our relationship with you. Father, we're also thankful, as we talked about again tonight, for your Son, for his love for us, for his willingness to come to this earth, to walk on this brutal ground, to be the example that he was, to show the love that he did, and to serve you, knowing that your will was the most important thing to him, and for his great love for us, that he willingly stood there silent as the crowd was shouting around him, "Crucify him, crucify him." Father, we pray that we will learn so much from him, from his humility, from his love for us and for others, Father. And we're so thankful for that great sacrifice, that blood that was shed. And through that blood that we have the remission, the forgiveness of our sins, and that chance in heaven with you. Help us to always keep that first and foremost in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds. Father, is this world around us, there's so much evil in it. Help us to be true. Help us to stand firm. Help us to have courage. And help us to stand for you boldly in all that we do. Father, we're so thankful so much for your love for us. And all these things we pray in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.